It didn't belong to you.
Her loaner.
Did you pay him any money for this car?
No.
Was a steal.
You have no reason to drive anybody else's property.
When they say that I can.
Now it's time to come clean.
When somebody lies in here, I take it as a personal affront.
Before Judy gets revved up.
It's going to get very nasty. Do you understand how nasty it's going to get?
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Nader Amirvand is suing 20-year-old Alexandra Robinson for financial damages after she reneged on a car deal.
Order. All rise.
Yes, case number 509 on the calendar, the matter of Amirvand versus Robinson.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Folks, have a seat.
Ms. Robinson, would you tell me how you met the plaintiff?
I was introduced to him late October with my ex-landlord, Mike, over there. Tell me how that came about. Well, late October, my Eclipse was impounded.
Your car was impounded?
Yeah, my Eclipse was impounded.
Why?
Due to late registration.
I'm not finished.
No, sorry.
What year car was it?
2003 Mitsubishi Eclipse.
Did you have a driver's license?
Yes, I did.
A valid one?
Yes, I did.
Why were you late in the registration?
I was getting everything transferred from Arizona to California. So I was confused on how the DMV process was going, and it was just a mix-up and caused me to be late.
And what kind of driver's license did you have, Arizona or California?
Arizona.
What kind of driver's license do you have now?
Arizona.
Where do you live?
Huntington Beach, California.
How long have you lived in California?
About a year.
Was your Arizona license ever suspended?
There was...
Promise not an answer.
Sorry. Yes, it was.
When?
When my car was impounded due to late registration in October.
So they took your Arizona license?
Yes.
So at that point, you had no license?
Not to my knowledge.
If you don't know if you have a license, Ms. Robinson, or not, nobody knows. So when was your license suspended?
I'm not exactly sure when it was suspended.
What year?
I believe it was 09.
And when did you get it back?
I just recently got it back on November 9th when he took me to court to get it reinstated.
What court did he take you to?
Santa Ana Superior Court.
Santa Ana Court can't reinstate your Arizona license.
The thing is when my Eclipse got impounded, there was tickets on that car. And
tickets from where?
From...
What state?
From California. Okay.
Eventually, Ms. Robinson, we're going to get there.
Okay.
Do you understand? So it wasn't only late registration. You also parked wherever you felt like it. Who paid for the tickets?
Well, I got a payment plan issued so I can have my driver's license upheld. So I did that on 11/09.
Okay. Now, this is your claim. Your claim is that as a favor to the defendant and your friend who was her landlord, you went to the impound with her when her car was impounded. That was in October of 2009. Is that right?
Yes.
And according to sort of both of you, you say, well, they wanted $1,000 to get her car out of impound. And you thought that you could buy it at auction cheaper than what they were willing to give it to her for to get it back. So far, is that pretty correct?
Yes and no, Your Honor.
Yes and no. More yes than no. In any event.
Actually, Your Honor, it's more no than yes.
I didn't ask you any questions. So she left her car there. You went to an auction. And there was a bidding war on the car, and you didn't end up getting the car. But Ms. Robinson wanted a car, and this is your complaint. You say that you sold her a car, agreed price $3,500.
Yes.
What year and model was it?
It was a 2003 Chevy Cavalier with 52,000 miles.
And she took it on a test drive for a few days to show her father. And then she didn't return the car until January. She didn't even return the car in January. The car got impounded again because it didn't have current tags on it. And she had no driver's license, according to you.
No, the car had a temporary registration on the window.
Well, the car was impounded.
Impounded because of non-license.
Now,
that's not true.
She says that wasn't the deal. You say the deal was what, Ms. Robinson?
Okay, so he went to auction And auction date was December 4th. He told me he would call me as soon as he got out. He didn't call. I called several times. He told
me. When did you get the 2003 Cavalier?
I got it the day that he took me to court to reinstate my license.
In November?
November 9th.
October 3rd.
Shut up! Go ahead.
So December 4th, he told me that someone bought the car for more than he was going to pay. So I had no car, therefore I couldn't go to work anymore. And so he was like, it's okay, I'll let you borrow a car. And that's where the Chevy Cavalier came into play.
When did you take possession of the Chevy Cavalier?
The day that he took me to court.
Well, that was in November, madam.
Yep.
Now we're talking about December 4th. Is when you just told me that you were told that your car was lost at auction. So you have had a car, that car, since November 9th. And now we're December 4th. Okay, so now you've had the car for a month.
Yeah, because the car, he told, the auction takes about 30 days. So he told me that he would let me borrow the car until auction. I'm sorry.
And?
And then auction, he lost my car, so there, I still had the Cavalier. And he said that I could continue driving it until I got a job and stuff.
What do you mean a job and stuff? I thought you needed the car to go to your job.
I did, but...
That doesn't make sense. Listen, Ms. Robinson, if you think you had a pat-down story, either one of you, before you came here, it's going to get very nasty.
Okay.
Do you understand how nasty it's going to get?
I do.
Because you understand that you've never met anybody as nasty as I am.
I know, I'm sorry.
Because when somebody lies in here, I take it as a personal affront. Do you understand me?
Yes, I understand. I'm sorry. I'm a little flustered.
I see that you're a little flustered. Did you have a job or didn't you have a job?
No.
That would be an answer. So you didn't have a job. So what were you doing with the Red Cavalier?
I was actually job searching because I lost my job due to my car getting impounded, my Eclipse. And I didn't have my car for 10 days, which I couldn't get to work.
Where were you working?
I was working at Victoria's Secret at South Coast Plaza.
Who do you live with?
I live with my girlfriend.
How do you pay your rent?
My dad helps me out, and so does my mom.
How much did your father give you a month?
About $400.
Where do you get the rest from?
My mom, if I need it.
Well, of course you need it. You have to eat, you have to put makeup on, you need clothes, you need all those other things. And even if you were driving around in this car, somebody had to put gas in it, right?
Yep.
Now, whose car was this?
My car. No,
I'm, hey.
I see. Go on, sorry.
Whose car was this in late October 2009?
October 2009? It was a dealer car. A friend of mine, he's a dealer.
I want to see the bill of sale for the car.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
She parked wherever she liked. She got tickets. The car was impounded. Then she got a car impounded for a second time. Do you know how old I am? I'm not even going to tell you. Do you know how many times I had my car impounded? Zero!
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Nader Amirvand says 20-year-old Alexandra Robinson owes for financial damages due to a car deal gone bad.
Now, what kind of company is Safe Corp?
It's my corporation, Your Honor.
What is it?
Oh, I sell used Porsche parts.
And where do you operate from, sir?
The warehouse located in Costa Mesa.
Who do you sell to?
To Internet, eBay.
How long have you had the company?
Since 2000.
When was the last time the company filed tax returns?
Last year.
How much did it earn?
18,000 some change.
And how much did you earn personally?
I do another job also, Your Honor. I do restoration old classic cars. That one made $50,000.
Now you want to tell me the nature of your relationship with Miss Robinson?
I met her through her ex-landlord, which is my good friends in Huntington Beach, for going look at her car, which he was willing to buy the car and pay her in payments. So he was using me as a professional point of view if the car worth it or not.
He wanted to buy which car of hers?
Her 2000 Mitsubishi, which was impounded on middle of October.
Go ahead.
To
Would
help
like
her.
You haven't explained?
No.
What happened?
He wants to help her to get buy her car, get the car out so she can pay her payments. No problem. I go over
Just a
there.
Second. He wanted to help her out, to get her car out so she could make her payments or
yes.
that he could buy it.
He's buying it, put it under his name, and she has to pay him the payment to order to get the payment in full.
Was he buying your car? It's not an answer.
I'm sorry.
Was your landlord buying your car?
He offered to buy the car and then told me that I can make payments to him for loaning me the money. And then he backed out of it, and therefore my mom stepped in and said, I'll take the car out of impound for you. And he said, it's not worth it because I can get it for cheaper out of the auction. And that's where that came into play.
That I believe. And then you went to the auction on December 4th.
Yes.
And did you lose the car?
No, I didn't buy it.
No, you lost it to somebody else.
Yes.
It's right. Not your car.
Now,
sorry.
Now, when you lost it to somebody else, did you call the defendant?
Yes.
You also took her on November the 9th to court.
No, before I do the delivery on the car on my name, I took her to court, make sure she has a driver's license before she drives the car.
Okay.
Your Honor?
Yeah.
She took the car for 2 days, showing to her dad at Baldwin Park, which the dad lives, which her address in California is.
Yeah. Yes. Shh, be quiet.
Then she got sick. Her dad got sick. Grandma got sick. Then she had a problem. There was a checkbook coming, got lost. The bank was closed. She lost her ID. She's in emotional stress. I heard every story in a book to January 16 when the car got impounded. I went to police department to report the car stolen.
Do you have a police report?
Yes, ma'am.
I'd like to see it. No, I want to see a police report where you reported it stolen.
You can report the car stolen in California when you're giving the key.
And that one don't belong to you.
Excuse me?
It didn't belong to him.
I didn't ask you anything.
The Chevy belonged to me.
I didn't ask you anything.
Then why did it take you a week
just
and a half to register it in your name?
I didn't ask you a thing.
Impound.
Listen, ma'am. Pay careful attention.
Yes.
Your daughter is not bright enough to be responsible for a car. She lived in Arizona. She came to California. She didn't change her driver's license. She didn't change the plates on the car. She parked wherever she liked. She got tickets. The car was impounded. Then she got a car impounded for a second time. That time she didn't have... Quiet.
Don't.
That time she didn't have a license. Do you know how old I am? I'm not even going to tell you. Do you know how many times I had my car impounded? Zero.
I had a license.
Not speaking.
I'm sorry.
Zero.
Mm-hmm.
Your daughter is not responsible enough to have a car.
I did have a license when the car was impounded.
You're not supposed to be irresponsible.
Your police report, sir, Your Honor, unlicensed driver. She had two identity when I talked to the detective.
Okay, the car was impounded on January 16th. I got my license reinstated 11-9 when you took me.
The police report is over there.
The police report says Robinson was stopped by officers.
No plate. I'm
speaking.
Sorry.
A records check revealed she was unlicensed. That's what it
says. Which meaning I didn't have the form of my license. I had my driver's license number.
She and had two identities.
If you interrupt her again, I'm just dismissing your case outright.
Sorry.
Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am.
Good.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Why would somebody who you hardly know, who is involved with you with a business deal, let you drive a car for 2.5 months? You didn't go to bed with him, did you?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Nader Amervand claims 20-year-old Alexandra Robinson owes for reneging on a car deal.
Now, why didn't you have a California license? You lived in California.
I know. I didn't do that. That was another irresponsible act on my part.
Right.
But I did have a license when I got pulled
over.
Did
you pay him any money for this car?
No.
Well, then you had no right to have it.
He didn't ask for any money.
Just a sec. Why do you think, Ms. Robinson, he was giving you a car?
Because he lost my car.
He didn't lose your car. You lost your car. And if your mother wanted to get the car out of impound, she should have paid the money and gotten it out.
He insisted. He insisted that.
You got it? Right. If you wanted to make sure you had the car, you pay the money and you get the car out of impound. Put your hand down. I'm not interested in you. But you chose not to do that. You chose not to say to your daughter, you acted irresponsibly. I'm going to pay the $1,000, get the car out of impound. And
your
you
Honor,
can put your hand down. How old are you?
45.
45 years old knows better than to listen to somebody who says to you, I can get it cheaper at auction.
I wasn't planning on listening to him.
Then your daughter says you were going to get it out, and then you didn't.
I'm sorry, I convinced her.
I don't want to get convinced. Okay. She's 45 years old.
Because he
She's
knew
45
so
years
more.
Old. You had a car. It didn't belong to you. And I absolutely believe that you gave him lots of excuses why you weren't returning the car. This one died, that got sick, I had a depression, I don't feel well, and then the car got impounded. Now, you got the car back?
Yes, ma'am.
How much did it cost you to get the car back?
First, I had to go to a...
I don't care, okay.
First, you have to tell Mr. in his name to get it out.
Just a second.
$850 from impound yard.
The car wasn't yours.
Listen to me. Why do you think someone who you hardly knew, who was in the middle of making a business deal, because that's clearly all this was. I mean, you weren't dating him, were you?
No.
You didn't go out to dinner with him, did you?
No.
You didn't go to bed with him, did you?
No.
Then this was a business deal. Why would somebody who you hardly know, who was involved with you with a business deal, let you drive a car for 2.5 months?
Maybe because he felt he held responsible for my car.
Yeah, he doesn't know you from a hole in the wall. You're just acting like a baby. You're acting like a baby when you parked your car and got a whole bunch of tickets, which is why you got your license suspended, why the car was impounded again, why they couldn't find a listing of your license, because that's what it says, because you said, well, I made another mistake again, but I really didn't know it was just a mistake. The mistake was if you're a California resident, you get a California license. You turn in your Arizona license and you get one from California. That's what you do. I mean, especially if you have no job. Which you clearly don't, because according to you, you're supported by $400 from your father. Do we understand each other?
Yeah.
Very good. What else?
2 parking tickets, which I found inside the glove compartment on the Cavalier.
I'd like to see them.
One by her address on her father's address, one in Huntington Beach.
That's not my father's address.
Which one? The one I know. I don't know how many other tickets are out
well,
there.
Well, who knows, sir? You should have listened to me. I would have liked to have seen a police report 3 days after she took possession of the car, but you elected to let her continue to use it because she kept making excuses to you.
California, ma'am, when you give the key volunteer, you cannot report stolen.
Then you sue her in November. We're now in March. That you can do, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Of course.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Are you the victim of a scam? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
Now, you have proof that you paid in either of these 2 fines? One was for $41, one is for $68.
No. May I talk, Your Honor?
What else do you want?
After the car got impounded, January 17, again on a good faith, I thought maybe she learned. I went for her good angel heart outside, but rotten inside the person, a rotten. She promised me she would pay me. I have all the text messages that she sent me.
Just a second. Do you have your car back?
Yes, ma'am.
It cost you $850 to get it back?
Yes, ma'am.
She racked up parking tickets, and now it's $951. What else do you think you're entitled to, sir?
A damage on the car. It did on the side. I have a picture.
Not interested.
Okay. She drove the car for 70-some days.
Not interested.
She can have the car free.
Then I suggest you sell it. Mm-hmm. And see what you can get for it.
It was your fault. It was the impound fee cost
you
that
listen
much.
To me. Hey. I don't think you're cute. Your mother may think you're cute. Your father thinks you're cute. To me, you're just an irresponsible kid whose parents have allowed to get away with murder with absolutely no consequence. He was slick. That's why he's not getting everything he wants. He had a deal between him and you and the impound, and he bought the car and he was going to sell it to you for an extra $1,000. He's a businessman. He makes money, little bits of money in lots of different places. That's how he puts his life together. He doesn't get rewarded for that, but he's not going to be out money because of your irresponsibility.
He didn't have the car registered in his name. That's why it built up.
You have no reason to drive anybody else's property
when they
for
offer,
2 months.
When they say that I can.
I believe that he said to you, I want the car back, and you said to him, my father's sick, I'm sick, I have the flu, my grandmother died. Something happened, and you couldn't get it back to him. And it wasn't because you were working, because you have no job. Now do you get it? Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $951. Thank you very much. That's it.
Parties are excused. You may step out. Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
He's a scam artist.
I tried to help her in a good faith. No, I'm getting blamed.
I think there was a lot more going on than that.
He made a promise that he couldn't keep.
She was my roommate. She lived in my house.
I think it was just after my daughter.
I know exactly how she operates.
I mean, what would a man that age be doing even helping out someone like her?
She uses her good looks and her charm to try to smooth everybody over, but this time she couldn't get away with it.
She didn't give him the inkling that he was going to get any farther than that. I think he got frustrated.
I have a text message here saying,
text me back, babe, XOXO with smiley faces. That's a little much for a 48-year-old man, don't you think?
Otherwise, she wanted to have a relationship with me. I have the texts all copied, but I wouldn't give her a chance.
Don't trust dirty old men.
Don't go for a good, innocent look because they are rotten inside. And I'm sorry, the people are really have a good heart, they're gonna get hurt.